Dear residents of Cebu, this is Island Governor Jonathan Johnson with an update regarding COVID-19. On Monday, March 16, we implemented some precautionary measures as it relates to the virus. Since then, we have seen less people coming to Cebu and some residents now in self-quarantine. Because of recent developments in the region, it has been decided that more precautionary measures are to be introduced. While there are still no suspected or confirmed cases on Cebu, we want to continue to minimize the risk of introduction. Therefore, as of tomorrow, Thursday, March 19, closure for certain businesses, institutes, and events will occur for a period of 3 weeks until Thursday, April the 9th. This will be done to help lessen the amount of social interaction occurring on the island. Before this period ends, we will reassess our measures. Government services which have direct interaction with the public will remain open. That include the census and the receiver's offices. Other services such as waste management, garbage collection, road sweeping, and construction will continue uninterrupted. Based on the new travel restrictions implemented by St. Martin, airport services may become limited. The hospital will be open for emergency services only. For more information on this, please contact the hospital directly. As the Home for the Aged is where many of the most vulnerable members of our population reside, it will no longer be open for all visitors. Instead, only the designated caretaker will be allowed to be in contact with the residents. Other services such as grocery stores, the pharmacy, Cebu Electric Company, Satel, financial services such as the banks and accounting firms, the gas station, construction companies, hardware stores, mechanical services, and accommodations will all continue. Restaurants can remain open, but only for takeout or delivery services. All bars and nightclubs will be required to close. Our local bakeries may continue to supply their products to the grocery stores, but may not offer any other services. Cargo services will also continue and at this point are not expected to be affected. There is currently food supplies on the island, and we therefore strongly encourage you to not overpurchase regular products or medicines. These measures mean that schools, the daycare center, and after-school programs will also be closed for the next 3 weeks. The Easter holiday will now occur during the week of April the 6th through the 9th. While the school will be closed for students beginning tomorrow, teachers will be required to use Thursday and Friday to prepare packages for their students, which can be used for continued learning purposes. The public library will be closed. The daycare center will also be closed to the general public. Parents that are required to carry out their regular work schedule are encouraged to find a caretaker to care for their children at home in order to continue to limit social interaction. For the businesses and services which will remain open, we request that you practice social distancing by implementing shift schedules and working from home whenever possible. We also encourage persons to utilize online banking to make payments or pay bills when able to. We want to minimize crowd gatherings as much as possible. If there is no urgent need for you to be out in areas where these occur, please adhere to this measure to help us ensure that these preventative measures are effective. In addition to these measures effective tomorrow, all persons coming to Cebu, regardless of their country of origin and destination, will have to go in mandatory quarantine. Exempted from this are returning medical personnel and persons who are responsible for transporting cargo to and from Cebu. To summarize, essential businesses will remain open with new social distance practices. When it is possible to work and study from home, it is strongly encouraged. All other non-essential businesses, including schools, daycare, after-school programs, and bars will be closed. Lastly, all persons entering Cebu effective tomorrow will have to go in mandatory quarantine. Please keep in mind that, as we have mentioned before, this is an ever-changing situation, which is not only affecting us, but also our regional partners and the world. The environment and situation around us continue to rapidly evolve, meaning we have to adjust our measures and the information that is being communicated to the public to reflect this. As there are new developments, we will continue to update you accordingly. Therefore, please continue to remain informed via our government information services. We realize that some of the measures outlined in this message will have implications and will inconvenience many. However, we strongly advise you to comply with them. As a government and as a society, we all have a responsibility to ensure that we do all to keep COVID-19 from entering our island. I thank you.